We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Listener check. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually on my way home from work.
Okay. What are you, an essential worker?
I am. I'm a clerk at ECMC.
And what's your world like right now? How are you doing?
It's pretty much home and work.
Home and work.
We have a pretty big backyard in our house that we just bought, so we're trying to get that together, which thankfully, you know, we can do at home.
Yeah, exactly. What's your favorite thing you're putting in your backyard?
We're building a fire pit and a couple of raised garden beds.
Wow. Love that. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Listener check. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Sophia, and this is my last day being 9.
Wow. Last day being 9? Uh-oh, woo! You're going to double digits.
Double digits.
What kind of cake are you going to have tomorrow?
I'm actually going to have cupcakes.
All right, well, call us tomorrow. Weasel sing happy birthday to you.
Okay.
He'll do a solo. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Listener check. Who's this? Hi, Kiss. I can hear you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just calling in for the friend check.
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Kelly from Team Freight. I've talked to Janet before.
How you doing? Kelly, it's Janet. What's going on, sister?
Janet, hey.
Hi, pretty.
I hired somebody.
Oh, wow.
Yay, good for you.
Yeah, I finally, and actually it was one of my friends who had his own company, but he's kind of subcontracted for somebody else.
Nice.
They ended up going out of business.
So oh, I'm sorry about that. Kelly, yeah. When you saw the craziness that was happening in our area over the weekend, how did it make you feel?
It made me sick because I live in Angola and I live kind of by Mickey Rat, so I live up on the beach, and up there you don't feel like anything's wrong with the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of out of reality. And a lot of the neighbors were up there, so we hung out outside by my house. And instead of talking about Corona, now we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painful. It really is painful.
Yeah, I think it is too. And the did you feel like it was a positive conversation? Do you feel like people, are we learning from it?
I feel like we all agree that what the police did was terrible and there should be something done, but the way to handle it is not the way that society is handling it, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's the handful of bad seeds that get everybody fired up, and that's the scary part, you know?
It is.
And one of my drivers lives in Tonawanda, and whatever street he lives on, there was one of those U-Haul trucks apparently driving around that were scaring people, and mm-hmm. I believe they got the truck. So, you know, that's a little too close to home.
Absolutely. I'm glad you called. I'm glad everything's well at your end. Keep in touch. Thanks. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Friend check. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. We're checking in on everybody. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I'm actually on my way home from work.
Nice. So you worked all night. How did the work night go?
It went well. I'm a nurse at ECMC.
Okay. Was it scary last night because of the fact that Buffalo had a curfew and it was a little, there was unrest last night?
It was quite a bit scary, especially since my drive to work takes me through places that were a lot scary.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything during your drive that that got your attention?
I actually didn't. I was surprised that it was such a wait to drive to work. I took the long route.
There were a lot of rumors floating around yesterday, and so that the U-Haul rumor was a scary one. It turned out to not be connected to the protests. It was an interesting situation. I'm glad you didn't see anything, and I'm glad that you're getting home safe and sound.
Good. Thank you for listening. It is scary because it wasn't just a social media rumor, the U-Haul thing. That was on the police scanner.
Yeah,
so
that was a real thing.
It was really alarming. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Amy. I'm calling for the check.
Yes, Amy, we're doing friend checks. How are you this morning?
Hi, good. I had a lot of friends over the weekend that posted on social media who were at the protests, and some friends who had said what it was like to be there. And I think there were a lot of good things that came out of it. I know for us at home, we sat down and had a conversation with my 12-year-old. I had a friend who had recommended conversations we just start at home, and so we did. We actually sat down with my 12-year-old and said, you know, what's going on? And he really didn't. And, you know, he thinks it's all about pandemic. We don't have the news on like we used to. So we actually had a really great conversation with him, and, you know, he asked, is it okay if I don't have an opinion, if I just am watching and listening to what you're saying? And, you know, for him, that's okay right now. I think it's good to start that conversation at home and explain to our kids that there is inequality in the world. And I said to him, if it was you at your age and another child at your age and they were of a different race, there's inequality right now, and they would be treated differently than you, and that's not fair. And he understands that in a simple term, and I think sometimes that's really where we need to start, is with our kids and make sure that they understand in the most basic terms that it's not fair, and that's what this is about. It's not about us judging anything else except for the fact that this has been a long time coming, and we need to realize that it's not fair. It's not equal. And that's it. I think I felt better, but I wish I could do more. I wish I could apologize to my friends who have been through things, whose husbands have felt like, you know, they can't necessarily say something because they're a black man in America and they feel like they would be treated differently, whereas somebody who was a white man in America could say something and they wouldn't feel that they would be treated that way. It's as simple as those little things. And, you know, the person in Buffalo who drove that car was a white man. He drove it into a crowd of protesters that majority were, you know, of a different race than him. And I just think that is the kind of stuff that we need to hear. We need to hear the truth. And 99% of our police force they're good. I mean, they're good. And I love to see the Flint thing where they're marching together.
With them,
yeah. I wish I knew more what to do as a white woman in America. I wish I knew what to do more. I don't know if I should apologize. I don't know if I should listen. What can I do to help? Because I want to help and stand in solidarity with, you know, my brothers and sisters. I just don't know what more I can do. So I feel like this weekend we made progress, spent some special time together, and I just hope that we can come to some understanding and just start some conversations.
I think you are doing the right thing by listening. I think you're totally doing the right thing by talking to your kids about it. And I want to know how you felt as a parent with the reaction of your kid just saying, I don't really have an opinion right now. Let me think about it. How did that make you feel?
I mean, I have to say, part of me was a little disappointed, but it's a lot to take in as a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. I mean, our kids are, you know, they're dealing with the pandemic. And right now for them, that's a lot. That's a lot for them. You know, they're dealing with school being a little off. Their schedules are completely turned upside down. I know that for him, he has the biggest heart in the world. If there's somebody in his classroom that's new, he's going to take them under his wing, and he'll do the right thing with the information. I said, you know, if you feel like it's something, the best thing that you can do is to not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes that is the right thing.
And you know what? You've begun the conversation, and that's great. And it's an uncomfortable conversation, but I think we're learning as we're seeing this happen that we have to be prepared for an uncomfortable conversation. We have to stop avoiding the uncomfortable conversation. We've got a lot of learning to do. We're doing a friend check this morning on Kiss 98.5, 644-9850. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Paula.
How you doing, Paula?
Good. It's been a rough few months, but we've made it work, and, you know, we're just plugging along. I'm on my way to work now.
Okay.
And, you know, with all this rioting, I think it's sad that, you know, we're living in such a bad time as it is. Why do people have to, you know, you can protest, but you don't have to be stupid about it. I don't get that. I really don't. And I'm glad that my child is not like that, and my family's not like that, and I don't understand what are they accomplishing by destroying people's property.
Right. I think it's a frustration that goes beyond anything we can understand, but it's happening across the country, and I think it can't be ignored. You know, obviously,
right.
We need to stop and take notice and try to figure this out together as a country.
I agree. And, you know, with the president, he's you know, starts with him, and he's got so much hate in him, and it's, you know, it boils down. People see that.
You know, and not to get political, but does it start with him or the president before him or the president before him? And I know, you know, who the presidents have been. I think this has been a problem that's been in our country for, you know, decades and decades and decades.
I don't take my cues from the president. Like, I don't know.
I feel like racial injustice has been around since the beginning of this country with slavery. And so I think we need to begin a conversation that begins to move towards change. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
My name's April.
April, friend check. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm still working full-time. I work for Catholic Health. I am also a hairdresser part-time. I work for a chain. We open tomorrow.
Wow.
We're all kind of nervous. Like I said, I work for a chain, so we deal with jerks on a daily basis usually, and I think we're all just trying to put out there, just be patient with us. We're doing the best we can. We spent 4.5 hours disinfecting the salon last night, and we're just trying to prepare. So just deal with us. I'm sorry. We're doing the best we can. And
so at your chain, tell me what you're going to be doing. Is it just going to be cuts and color?
I work at Great Clips, so we're just cuts, which is kind of nice. So we're not full contact. It's like 15-minute max per person.
Okay.
But I know Rochester, like, we own a couple in Rochester as well, and my manager was working out there yesterday and the day before. They were on a 4.5-hour wait, and I guess everybody was great, but we are taking temps as you walk through the door. You have to wear a mask, and I guess we're just kind of afraid of people putting up a fight towards the temps and people thinking that we're breaking their civil rights.
Oh, wow. Just because you're taking their temperature?
Yeah, some people go down that path.
Okay. Well, then they can go somewhere else. There's, you can go somewhere else.
Hold on. You're not going to get the same service and great cut that you will at Great Clips if you go somewhere else, Jan.
April, be Teflon.
Come on.
Anything people say that's like ridiculous, just be like Teflon and it just like drops off. It doesn't even hit you.
Well, I think working like full time still at Catholic Health and whatever and dealing with it all, I think I kind of have that feeling about it, but I'm afraid of my other girls. A lot of my other girls are scared. Like me, I've already been through the heat of it. I think they're more worried about opening. We're not worried about being in contact with people. We're kind of all okay with that. We have to wear face shields, masks, we're following all the regulations, but we're just not looking forward to the people who are mad that we have a 4-hour wait and all that jazz.
Right.
It's all right. You know what?
Put that out there. We are only doing online check-ins. So if anybody has a smartphone, download the app, check in. We are not doing walk-ins.
Gotcha. Weeze is not going to be a problem, so he won't be in charge of, holding me up for any time at all. Weeze has already clipped his hair greatly.
Wait, so I have another question, April, because these reopening procedures are so fascinating to me. For your salon, are you doing shampoos or are you just wetting down people's hair with a spray bottle?
We are just wetting down with a spray bottle. We are not even using a blow dryer at this point because once you blow dry, it blows all those germs around. We cannot have the air on. We cannot have the door open.
Do we know? Like, but don't you? Wait, first of all, I would totally open the door.
Yeah.
Because that's fresh air. But like, and this is just me saying it. I don't know any of the scientific, you know, studies. But the whole blowing, like a hair dryer really is going to blow germs around. And then I can't let it go because I love a good
according
hair dryer.
According to expert Fidel Sassoon.
I'm like, wait, I will take this pandemic, but at least give me a blow dry. You know what I mean?
I completely agree. Everybody wants a good blowout. Like I
know. Exactly.
I am blowout queen. Like,
yeah, I'm with
I
you.
Super high end. I love blowouts.
I know, right, April? Like I do. Like I understand.
It's the best part of the cut.
I understand the masks. I understand the plastic face shield. All of that, but really, the blowout. Governor, you know. Anyways, I'm glad you called. Good luck with your opening. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Barbara. It's my
Barbara, we're doing a friend check. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. You have something on your mind, I can tell.
It's just been way too crazy month.
Yeah.
And I wish everybody good luck today. Mm-hmm. I know it's been rough last night. I'm walking in to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a home health care agency.
And so have you felt safe at work?
Yeah. I do scheduling.
Okay.
But it's just being crazy. It's been tough.
What do you think? What do you want to say?
I just want to wish everybody good luck.
I like that.
What's the part that breaks your heart?
It breaks my heart that everybody is taking it crazy. I understand what's going on in the war, and I understand that what happened, it was bad, but taking it the way they did it, it's bad. It shouldn't be like this. I have a kid at home, and I was scared last night.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
I told my sister and my husband, don't take the kids out of the window. I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them near the windows. I locked them in their room.
Yeah. And you know, you bringing a baby into this world, like all of us, we didn't bring our children into this world. And we have a choice to change the world we're living in. Obviously, we need change because across the entire country, there is a voice, and that voice is being heard now. Now we have to do something with it.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
It is. It's scary. That's why we're doing a friend check. Can I give you a big radio hug right now? I'm like hugging you right now. I'm giving you a big hug, telling you it's going
to
be okay.
I just wanted to everybody, good luck today. Have a great day, everybody. Just smile. Mm-hmm. Keep smiling, everybody.
Keep smiling. That's
know
right.
that you aren't alone. There were a lot of people that were in that same scared zone last night, not knowing what was going to happen. The good news is it was a night of calm in the area. A lot of rumors that were floating around there, and some stories did not follow through the way people feared they would. So that is the good news that we have. And the curfew was lifted this morning. There may be another one tonight. They haven't said there won't be one, but at this time we haven't heard that is in place for Erie County or the city of Buffalo.
Good morning, Kiss 98.5. Friend check.
Good morning. My name's Emma.
Emma, listen to that happy voice. I love it. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Good. We want to do a friend check. How are you doing today, Emma?
Well, I'm happy today because it's my first day back to work in the actual office. I've been working at home for about the past month.
Wow.
So I'm happy to get back to some sort of normalcy going back to the office.
Uh-huh.
I'm sad for the world today. I'm sad because the woman you spoke to before me couldn't even take her babies into the window. I'm sad for people who have their businesses that have been looted. I live right around right on Hurdle Avenue, and
a lot of damage.
I was driving down, boarding up, and it's just sad because I love this city, and it's such a nice city, and so many people you know, it's the few bad people that will give it a bad name. And people will look back on this and not remember the peaceful protest and what we're fighting for, but they're going to remember the looting and the damage. And it's really going to hurt the cause. And I'm sad for the world. I really am.
Emma, what did you see that was boarded up? I noticed in my place, a lot of little stores had boards on the windows. Frankie's Donuts is always open. Yeah. They were boarded up last night. What did you see?
So right around the corner from me, there's a liquor store that the windows were damaged. So that was boarded up. Lots of little mom and pop shops. I don't know the names, but like the little bars on Hurdle and the burger places, everything was getting boarded up as we were driving right before dusk last night. So you see, I'm assuming the families who own the restaurant, they're outside all together in masks boarding up. And it's just sad to see.
It is sad to see. The other scary thing, if one more person in my circle was like, I'm getting a gun, I'm like, oh my goodness. That's not going to help anything. How about change your attitude? Like, let's start there instead of the I'm getting a gun mentality, because everybody feels like they need to defend themselves. Let's hear the voice and hear the frustration that people have. Anybody who says there's not racial inequality, come on. I mean,
just listen to the last woman that you spoke to. I said, she couldn't even take her babies into the window in her own home because she was afraid that somebody would see and react based on who was inside the house. That's awful. We live in 2020 in America, the melting pot of countries.
Exactly.
That should not be happening.
That's what I'm talking about.
So as we move forward and we are opening, what kind of business are you getting back to today? What will your Monday be?
So I'm in medical billing, very boring, just sitting behind a desk, but I'm very happy to get back into the office and see my coworkers and catch up with them and check on them and, you know, see some of the patients, check on them. And it's like I said, it's nice to get back to a little bit of normalcy on my end, but I know that there's so many people out there that don't get to return to normalcy today.
Now I'm going to ask you a real question, girl to girl. You can choose not to answer it.
Okay.
Your clothes pre-COVID, did they fit today?
I'm sorry. Oh, they did. They did fit today. Barely. I wore my biggest piece of, or my biggest scrubs. Definitely added on a little bit of quarantine weight.
The quarantine or whatever, but it's like, I'm glad you got back into your clothes.
I don't mind if we have a little less medical billing. If you could just not send the bills out for a while, that would make me happy.
Hey, I liked hearing your voice this morning on the radio. Thank you for doing a friend check. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Heather.
Heather, we're doing a friend check this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that, you know, when people don't understand why everybody is breaking stuff, it's kind of like a child. When a child is trying to get your attention and you're not listening, they scream. And then when you're still not listening, then they start to throw stuff. And this has happened for so long, it had to come to this. You know what I mean?
I see how you can make that connection, absolutely.
You know what? I think right now our country is filled with voices from people who are frustrated and angry and resentful and sad and hopeless. And that voice has gotten really loud for whatever reason, with the killing of George Floyd, that made everybody stop. And maybe it was the moment we all needed as a country. And so, you know what? I'm ready to change. I'm ready to be better. I'm ready to, you know, make the necessary adjustments in our society so there is equality. And the thing that breaks my heart, and all of us on this show and this radio station and our listeners love Buffalo and love Western New York. And I think one of the things we felt in our gut and our heart was, this isn't my city. Don't hurt my city. Don't harm and don't deface and don't vandal and loot and violently protest. That's not our city. And so that, like, I feel like it was a personal affront for all of us. But there is a voice and a loud one at that, and there is a message. And we need to hear the message beyond the recklessness of the protests over the past two nights, but there's a voice that we all need to hear. And so you're one of the people that will hear that voice. I'm glad you're in our community.
Yeah, and it's sad because, like, I've been married for 27 years, and I'm in an interracial marriage. And so, like, when me and my kids go in the store, you know what I mean? You
they get treated different. I don't, but they do.
Really?
And
tell me how.
They just watch my kids. They watch, you know, what they're, where they're going, what are they buying, are they picking something up. They just get treated different, and white people or of not black people get treated like that. And my race doesn't understand what these people go through every day.
So give us a teaching moment. How would you like people to behave?
Just to behave like the way you want to be treated. You know, I mean, we all have hearts. We all have blood. And we're all the same. There's nothing different about us.
I'm so glad you called.
Thank
that
you.
Was brave for you to call.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you know, you hear people's accounts of what it's like, and all you can do is learn and maybe not see color so much as the saying goes. And maybe, you know, just treating everybody the same. What do we have to go through to get to that point? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rakila.
Rakila, we're doing a friend check this morning. How are you?
Oh, well, I mean, it's a lot on my heart. I mean, for our community, for my people, just as a mother of an African-American teenage son. Mm-hmm. And just like when I listen to the callers that have been calling in, okay, a lot of them are voicing that they're upset because of the looting, which absolutely I don't condone. And then, like, I listened to the one lady who said that she was scared and, you know, they kept kids away from the windows and things like that. And I understand it. But what white society needs to understand is this is how we walk around every day feeling. Like, I want people to take the fear that they feel now in their cities, seeing looting and seeing things happening, and understand that you have a part of the community that walks around feeling like that every day. Like, when we get stopped for a traffic ticket, like, literally wondering if it's going to escalate into being arrested, to being shot, to being anything. When my son goes out the door, I feel fear. Like, and if you're just feeling just a fraction of it by seeing what's going on around, then you can understand what it's like to feel like that every day that you get up and walk this earth. And I think until people really comprehend that, to understand that people, we walk around with a fear in us, that we're going to get into a situation where it could cause our life to be taken. And I don't condone people being so angry that they're breaking things and looting. It's not the right way to voice your anger and your hurt and your pain. So I don't think that that's okay. But people are tired and they are hurting. And you react sometimes in bad ways. Plenty of people have bad behaviors every day, mm-hmm. You know, when they act out. But it's just hearing, and that's why I say people, we need to talk to one another. You need to talk to each other. Talk to your coworkers. Like, I try to have these conversations sometimes because I just know that until we start understanding each other and putting ourselves in each other's shoes, like, that was just, it's been happening so much. And that's just a few times that people see it on TV, on video, that it's captured. But it happens all the time. It happens when we go in a store, we are followed around or we're treated differently. It happens when we get stopped for a traffic stop and we're talked to like we're kids or we're looked down on when other people can talk and not have to worry. Like, we have to be so our demeanor has to be so, like, we're scared to even just talk and look right in the eyes of an officer. So it's until people grasp that, I mean, until we start really, and it's going to take white people
my fellow neighbors, my fellow co-workers to stand up. If you don't say anything when you see these things happening, you're complicit and you're condoning it. And that's how you can help. Against the people that are wrong.
I can promise you, if I ever see, because I hear, like, literally you're making me cry hearing you talk. Because I want to, in my world, I don't see color. And I believe everybody is equal. And I know everyone, what's in your heart, it might, you know, you could be better with your actions. So if I ever see that happening, I promise you, I will be at least one voice. And I know I can start there and then maybe teach the second voice and the third voice and the fourth voice. But I believe that we all need to learn from one another. And I'm so sorry that that's part of the beautiful world that you're living in as you're trying to bring up a son and teach them right from wrong and teach them about the good in the world and how to be change. And this is a starting line, at least.
I am so glad that you called in today. You've said a lot of things that are on my mind, but I can't express. I don't have the perspective, obviously. I don't live your world. But the things and the way that you've said it have expressed exactly my feelings. This is what this whole procedure, and we're still going through it, but this is kind of where this is all rooted, is the inequality that is underlying every day for everybody in our community. I'm so glad you called.
No one deserves to feel afraid, you know? And the fact that your perspective hits home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think, I mean, this needed to happen. I hope people talk to one another. I mean, I still have faith that there is, I'm a Christian. I have faith that there is a lot of good, beautiful people, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like we just have to realize you have to talk and you have to stand up and you have to go against it. What broke everybody's heart is just even seeing the other officers that stood there while that was happening to him, Mr. Floyd. Like, that's the thing. If you don't say anything, and I know people say, well, I'm still a good person, but if you don't say anything and you let it happen, then it's still the same. It's mm-hmm. condoning it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just hope that we all talk to one another and people just start realizing, like, the way it's going to change. It's not so much that we have the power. We don't have as much power, but you guys have to stand with us and people have to speak mm-hmm. up and say it's not right and challenge their neighbors and their coworkers and whoever, the bad apples, the police on the police force, whoever, because those people need to learn that it's not going to be accepted for them to continue doing what they're doing.
Exactly.
And that's only going to happen if everybody stands together.
I love that you called. I hope you call again. And you've got our voice in this radio station's voice. We will,
okay,
you know, one
you.
Person at a time. And I'm sure you've touched a lot of lives by calling in today.
All right. Well, thank you. You guys have a blessed day, everybody. Yeah, we'll get through this.
We will get through this.
Come out and it'll be better.
All right. Big radio hug to you. I'm sending it to you right now.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.